You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
In order to properly help young people, young adults, and adults to be led by the Spirit of God, God's Word reveals what we need to do and what we don't need to do. In other words, God's Word will teach us what we need to learn. Paul said it like this in Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning. So God's Word is going to help us learn what we should and should not do in order to be led by the Spirit of God. And it does not matter if you are mature or if you are a babe. God's Word can help all of us. Now, when it comes to learning, God is very, very specific about how just folk should respond to learning. Just folk being those that are born again, those that have repented of their sin, accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and have been baptized by His Spirit with the evidence of speaking in another language. When just folk are taught, God expects the young and the old to increase in learning. Once He teaches you something on your level, breaks it down to the ground, He expects you and I to get better and better and better. Solomon said it like this if you're taking notes, Proverbs 9:9. He said, teach a just man and he will increase in learning. So the Lord is expecting us, every time we get taught, we should increase or get better and better. You're not exempt if you're in elementary school. You're not exempt if you're in middle school, high school, or beyond. Once we get God's Word and we learn it, it should be obvious from our lifestyle that we ain't stupid. It should be obvious from our lifestyle that we are learning. I used to tell my boys when they were in school, I said, look, have a good day, but don't come home stupid. Make sure you learn something. Look at somebody and say, when you come to God's house, you need to learn something. Them days of sitting there shouting amen and you ain't learned, them days is over. Them days of coming to church not knowing the topic, not knowing the verse, them days are over. You got to not only be a hearer of the word, God expects us to also to be doers of the word. Look at somebody and say, we got to learn something. I want you to notice 1 John 5:7. 1 John 5:7. Because here in our text in Luke, we do not see the word spirit, but we do see the word. And notice what the Apostle John says in John 5:7, the latter part. He says, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, these three are their one. So when we talk about following the Word, we're talking about following the Holy Spirit. Because the Word and the Spirit, you can't separate them. They are one. Tell somebody they're one. And so I want you to keep that in mind in tonight's teaching. That when we talk about following or being led by the Spirit, we're also talking about the Word. And when we talk about being led by the Word, we're also talking about being led by the Spirit. When we consider our text here in Luke 5, y'all still with me? Luke 5, 1 through 7, contains a number of lessons that we can apply to our life to learn how to be led by the Spirit. In these verses, it will tell us things that we need to do and things that we don't need to do. Come on, class. It'll tell us things that we need to do, and it'll tell us things that we don't need to do. And so we're going to look at a few lessons from these verses, and then we're going to be done. Verse 1 says that there was a multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. Do you see it in your Bible? The multitude pressed. One definition of press, young people, has to do with forcing oneself. Trying to get somewhere, and I have to force myself to get there. In the text, they had to press because there were so many people. But in our day and time, it's not necessarily about how many people. It's about what we go through. If you and I, and especially young folk, are going to be led by the Spirit of God, lesson number one, you got to learn how to press your way. In this life, young folk, everything is not going to be convenient. But if you are saying that God is leading you and guiding you according to his will, there will come a time that you're going to have to learn how to just press your way. I wish I could tell you every time you got off work, you would have 2 or 3 hours to get yourself together. But sometimes you're going to have to pack your lunch. You're going to have to pack your clothes and get your mind right, because you have to press your way to God's house. And it's sad, but young people press about a lot of things. You stay in school from 7:30 to 3:30, but isn't it amazing how you press your way to practice? You find all the energy you need to go to track practice, to go to band practice, stand out there in that sun, in that heat, ain't had no refreshments, but you get with the program. When God is leading you, young folk, you got to learn how to press your way. Look at somebody and say, sometimes you got to press your way, especially when the word is on the line. When God's word is on the line, you got to have a mindset. I got a lot going on, but ain't nothing coming before God's word. Your baby girl may want to have a hot date on church night, but you can't put baby girl before God's word. You got to let baby girl know, look, I got to press my way to church, and I hook up with you. I slide through once we get out of church. Y'all looking at me, but you can't fool me. Look at somebody and say, press your way. Man, I come from a time. I come from a day where you best not miss church. I come from a day to where you needed to be in God's church so you could know what to do, how to think, how to talk, how to act, and you have to press your way to get to the house of God. And whenever you press your way, young folk, God looks at you as hungering and thirsting for some righteousness. And whenever you hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible says that you are a blessed somebody. You ain't blessed based upon the shoes you got on. You ain't blessed based upon the jewelry you wear. The Bible says that if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you are blessed, and he's going to fill you. Everything you need in life is going to come through the word of God. Tell somebody, I got to have the word. Matter of fact, I need to go ahead and do a little check. Do we have anybody in here that still got a press when it come to God's word? Anybody in here under 50 that still got a press? Anybody working part-time, full-time, or retired? You still got a press. You still got a hunger for God's word. This ain't TikTok, but are you excited? This ain't YouTube, but are you excited? You got to be excited about the things of God, Especially when you talk about that, you saying God is leading and guiding you. Don't come around here talking about God leading you and you ain't got no press for that word. Am I right about it? Verse 2. It says that the press at the end of verse 1 was so thick that Jesus had to go by the lake to minister. He went by the lake of Gennesaret. And if you notice the text very closely, it says that Jesus saw two boats standing by the lake. And the fishermen had gone from them and they were washing their nets. An indication is that they was off the clock. They was off the clock, and we don't see in the text that they had no barrel of fish neither. Evidently, they had been working but ain't catch nothing. But this is what's amazing. Gennesaret, or the Lake of Gennesaret, means the valley of riches. One of the meanings, not the only, but one of the meanings is the valley of riches. Supposed to be some prosperity manifested. Supposed to be some bigger and better in the vicinity. But when Jesus showed up, the fishermen ain't got nothing. They're supposed to be experiencing prosperity, but it looks on the surface that they're experiencing poverty. Stagnation. They washing their nets. Look, the text says the boats were still. Stagnation. Sometimes in life, young people, things don't go the way you plan. You can have your little vision board. You can be making your daily confessions. You can have a good, solid prayer life. But I have learned and lived long enough to understand things don't go all the way you plan for them to go. I know I'm Bible. Jesus was expecting some figs to be on a fig tree, but it didn't go the way that he planned. He went up to the fig tree and he said, man, y'all got leaves. Y'all supposed to have some figs. And he found out it just did not go the way that he desired. And sometimes in your family, in your life, that's how life is. Which leads us to lesson number 2. When you're being led by the Spirit, you can't let your eyes play you. Don't let your eyes play tricks on you. You may see one thing, but remember, we are just. We're not supposed to live by what we see. And how many have ever been to church where you hear a word, but then you see something else in your life? Don't let your eyes play tricks on you. Parents, if you got a child right now that's a troublesome, or as they say, a troublesome child, that ain't the end. Don't let your eyes play tricks on you. Y'all looking real strange. Look at somebody and say, don't let your eyes mess you up. Somebody right now is in a situation, it don't look like what you thought it would look like, but don't let your eyes mess you up. You may not be getting it the way you thought you would be getting it, but remember the Bible says what we see is only temporary. You just got to go through it for a little while, but don't you cast away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. I can't let my eyes mess me up. We walk by faith, the Bible says, not by sight. It's not going to always be like this. Sometimes you struggle and it be for a while. But remember what the Bible says, if we suffer with him, then we're also going to reign with him. Young people, grown folk, we got to understand faith. We got to understand how God works. He will allow us to experience things that look detrimental, that look like a dead end, but it ain't what it looked like. Look at somebody say, it ain't what it looked like. The Lord told Abraham and Sarah, I'm going to give you a baby. It don't matter how old you are. And the Bible says that Abraham did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not look at what he saw, but he considered God to be faithful. Look at somebody say, he is faithful. If he said he would do a thing, he got enough to back it up. If he told it to you in prayer, if he told it to you through your prophet, don't let your eyes play you. Look at somebody say, don't let your eyes play you. You can go to bed broke, but then wake up in the morning with a little bankroll. Look at somebody and say, don't let your eyes fool you. Yeah, God specializes in causing things to work out together for our good. You can come into the church struggling, but leave with enough to be a blessing for somebody else. Don't let your eyes play tricks on you. If you really gonna be spirit-led, we can't allow these eyes to mess us up. If I'm right, somebody shout, he right about it. And so as we continue, the Bible says here at the end of verse 3 that he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. We don't know what the subject was. We don't know what he dealt with, what he talked about, but we know the master began to teach. And notice in verse 4, when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon specifically, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. This is how God does things. Once we hear a word, then comes the test. Once you hear a word, then we're going to find out if you were good ground or not. He gave Simon a word, a rhema word. This was just for you. God does that for young folk and grown folk. He'll give a word just for you, and you'll confirm, man, that was just for me. Well, now we're going to see if it was just for you. Because we have the responsibility to hide the word in our heart so we do not sin. We got to guard that word because the Bible says that Satan comes immediately. Tell somebody, immediately. Yeah, he comes immediately. We talk about how God is on time. Satan be on time too. Because time that word get planted in your heart, he coming right on time. Y'all don't like that, but I'm Bible. Immediately, quickly, on schedule. You sitting in that class, sitting in that service, it's going to come a time to see if you are a forgetful hearer. A time is going to come to see if you were just happy in church or did that word get rooted down in your heart. Which leads to lesson number 3. Lesson number 3 for those who are spirit-led is just simply follow instructions. Just follow instructions. Don't be logical. Just do what you're told. Grandma, you say, just shut up and do what you're told. And so the word done came. And now we're going to see if Simon is going to follow instructions. Launch out into the deep. Now, this particular lake ain't like Lake Carroll. This lake got upwards of 140 feet deep. This is the same lake, which is also called the lake or the Sea of Galilee. This is the same lake where Jesus calmed the storm. This is the same lake where Jesus was seen walking on the water. See, I want us to understand this, because the same place that you struggle is the same place that God can cause you to be successful. The same place where you experience in poverty is the same place where you can experience prosperity. You ain't got to move to Atlanta. You ain't got to move to Florida. Just stay in the place that God wants you to be. And the same place where you're struggling is the same place where God can raise you up. Same place. If God didn't tell you to leave the job, don't leave the job. The same job that he told you to get is the same job that he can bless you on. You don't need no pay increase for God to bless you. You just need to be obedient and follow the instructions. Well, I'm just going to leave and get me another job. They paying $1.50 more down there. But that may not be where the blessing is at. You got to stay where God has told you to stay. You got to follow instructions. Look at somebody say, follow instructions. Yeah, see, you got two types of instructions, young folk and grown folk, that we got to follow, that the Bible speaks about. The Bible talks about general instructions. Yes, they're just plain old instructions. You got to learn how to follow general instructions. Pick up them clothes. Clean the kitchen. Be home at 10. Pull up them pants. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Y'all looking like I ain't from Earth. Look at somebody say, general instructions. Just basic instructions, simple stuff. How many in here try to make a molehill or a mountain out of a molehill? You got some easy instructions. All you need to do is just follow these instructions. But then the Bible talks about fatherly instructions or pastoral instructions. You have to learn how to follow instructions in the church and outside the church. You got to learn how to come in here for 50 minutes, 45 minutes, and follow instructions from your man and woman of God. But then when you get home, you got parents that's going to be giving you instructions. But then when you get a job, you're going to have a supervisor that's going to be giving you instructions. Oh, Lord, you mess around and get a husband, your man going to be giving you instructions. And my sisters fell off. Look at somebody and say, follow instructions. Where my sisters at? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a woman that know how to follow? Now y'all don't know the Bible. Look at somebody and say, follow instructions. Some instructions are simple, and some gonna really take something. I said some instructions are simple, and some instructions gonna really gonna take some. But either way, we need to follow instructions. Because if we don't, use a fool. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:5 and in Proverbs 15:5 that a fool hates instructions. Fools ain't gonna follow no instructions. You can tell them to launch out to the deep all you want. A fool ain't gonna do it. You can show them how to clean the kitchen, write a list, put it on the refrigerator, but your child just might be. But look at this. The Bible say that the rod would drive that foolishness out of their heart. That's how you work with it. That's how you get them to obey. Oh, I see my son. I love him so much. I see my younger son here tonight. Y'all go on and give him a hand. Go ahead, give it up for my younger son. Got a head did and everything. But I remember one time, me and my son, we were going back and forth. And I gave him some instructions, and he didn't like it. And I'm just going to be honest, he a little bit bigger than me. But I don't fight no more. I really don't. I promise you. And I told him, I said, look, you can be angry, because the Bible say be angry, but sin not. I said, but you're going to follow these instructions. He got up in my face, breathing hard. I said, I tell you what, you go outside and let some of that out. Boy, I closed the door and he went outside, and this is all you heard. Brother Michael was hitting the ground with his fists. He was upset, but he made up in his mind, I just got to follow these instructions. Thank God he came back in the house and followed instructions. Y'all ought to give him a hand. Look at him. If you and I don't follow instruction, you's a fool. Look at somebody say, is you a fool? Now, folk are answering in church, but your lifestyle gonna answer it for us. Follow instructions. And so Simon initially said, Master, in verse 5, we done toiled all night and caught nothing. That's that flesh. That's that sight. That's them excuses. See, when it come to God, excuses just do not work. He said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Excuses don't work with God. Tom and Jerry said it best. Either is you is or is you ain't. Y'all don't know who Tom and Jerry is. And so he says, nevertheless, at your word, I'm just going to follow the Spirit. I'm just going to go on out here and do what you have instructed me to do. And some of us in here, one of the reasons that God can't do certain things in your life the way he desires is because you got a whole lot of excuses. Got a whole lot of excuses. And remember, excuses don't cut it with God. You remember King Saul. Look at the excuses he had for the man of God. And it did not work. It did not work. It cost him his money, the throne, prestige, and ultimately his life. Young folk and grown folk got to know how to follow instructions and not play the fool. I tell the young folk at the MSW, don't you be nobody's sucker. Don't you be a punk for nobody. And so Simon begins to follow through with the word that he heard. He's just following the Spirit. And we likewise need to do the same, directly and indirectly. And so Simon begins to go out into the deep. And when we get to verse 6, notice how Luke writes it. And when he had done this, when he had followed instructions, they caught a great number of fish. Lord have mercy. I said they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Which leads us to lesson number 4. When you are following the Spirit of God as a young person or an adult, you need to expect an unexpected payoff. You need to expect to be rewarded for obeying God. But remember, God always does exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can ask, but then the text says, or think. No doubt Simon was headed out there thinking, we gonna catch something. He done told us to go out here for a great catch. No doubt on his mind was, well, he said, go out here. We gonna catch something. But I just do not believe he thought it was gonna be this big. And see, I want some of us to know, on tonight, as long as you keep following the Holy Spirit, you finna fall up on some unexpected blessings. God finna do some things, holy, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. All you got to do is believe it. The Bible says if you believe his prophets, you shall prosper. So I'm wondering who in here got the mindset, as long as I follow the Holy Spirit, he gonna do some things that I'm asking, but he also gonna do some things that I did not ask for. Unexpected. He spoke that 3 weeks ago at the MSW, and it's been happening ever since he said it. Look at somebody and say, if you follow the Holy Spirit, you need to expect an unexpected blessing. They started off broke, but here they are now with a breakthrough. You may be one way, but when God get through with you, you're going to be totally, totally different. Unexpected measures. Unexpected ways. You don't know how God is going to do it. The key is just follow the Spirit. Whatever he tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. If he tell me to pray, guess what I'm going to do? Pray. He tell me to put the gift on the altar, guess what I'm going to put on the altar? The gift. Whatever he tell me to do, I'm just going to have the mindset, I'm going to follow the Spirit. And if I mess up, I pray he give me grace that I can get it right and get back on track. How many know we serve a God that will help you? Yeah. And so notice in the text, as we close in verse 7, look how unexpected the payoff was for Simon. Now, verse 6 says that he got a great number of fish and his net was breaking. Now, look at the third stage. Then he had to signal his partners in the other boat to come and help them. So first he caught great fish. Then the net was breaking. Then he had to get some folk to come help him. Then it says, and they came and filled both boats. Sound like overflow to me. Four different stages. Sound like the good measure, the press down, the shaking together, and the running over. Y'all real slow tonight. Look at somebody and say, the good measure, the press down, finish it. If you are following the Spirit of God, whether you are young or old, you need to expect the unexpected. You don't know what God gonna do. But in your mind is, I'm following the will of God. And whatever he tell me, I know it's gonna be for my benefit. We gotta let him lead the way. If we don't let him lead the way, we's a fool. But if we let him lead the way, unexpected blessings. Oh, let me say it again, class. If we let him lead the way, if we don't let him lead the way, we's a what? We's a fool. But if we let him lead the way, unexpected. And I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap.